Welcome to this Christmas Eve edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Children and adults around the world always wonder each Christmas Eve if Santa's reindeer will be able to make their worldwide flight to deliver toys to boys and girls. Murray State University Breath and Veterinary Center Director Dr. Debbie Reed says the diagnostic laboratory at Hopkinsville conducted testing for the reindeer again this year.
We are the official laboratory for the North Pole. Now, the veterinarian who goes to visit the North Pole and inspects all the reindeer is the president of the American Veterinary Medical Association. Dr. John Howe has been up to the North Pole and checked all the reindeer, given them a good physical exam, checked their eyes, you know, listened to their heart and lungs, and in particular looked at their feet.
Dr. Reed says they've determined the feet of the reindeer have special powers.
Kind of isolated it down to their feet. There's magic in those little reindeer feet. So Dr. Howe paid particular attention to all of their feet, did a little trimming on Prancer and Vixen to make sure the feet, you know, hit the roof just right. And anyone who has horses, you know, or animals that pull a sleigh or a wagon, they know how important those feet are.
She adds they also did quite a bit of testing on the blood of the reindeer.
So Dr. Howe pulled blood on all of those reindeer, and we did some blood testing on all of them, and all of them looked really, really good. Of course, they have good, strong levels of oxygen in their blood so that they can pull that sleigh and go across the world on Christmas Eve.
We'll have more in a moment.
From the farm field to the legislative chambers of the state and nation, it takes leadership at all levels to meet the ever-changing needs of Kentucky's agricultural communities. As we have done for the past 100 years, Kentucky Farm Bureau supports that leadership as an advocate, a service provider, and an organization by giving leaders the tools, encouragement, and voice they need to succeed. Why Farm Bureau? Because strong leadership makes life better for all Kentuckians. This message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau.
Murray State Breath and Veterinary Center Director Dr. Debbie Reed says Santa's reindeer were tested for several things, including a unique condition.
They were tested for brucellosis, which is a disease that we see in ruminants occasionally, and everything was clear on that. They were checked for tuberculosis because that's a disease that's all over the world and affects their lungs. They were also checked for something called sugar plumitis.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that has to do with reindeer eating too much candy, which many of us do this time of year. That is very easy for us to do, but they were all negative.
She says the bottom line is Christmas will be good again this year.
Those reindeer are going to be healthy and ready to go on Christmas Eve.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.